This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please turn around now? Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. 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 And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Luke. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen. What's going on?
Hola. All right, Luke, you understand how this here game is played.
Okay. Yes, I have heard Profile This before, and I'm ready to go.
Excellent. Yes would have sufficed. So today, you have one of three categories to choose from. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Let's go with hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right. Here is your story. Oh, wait. I grabbed the wrong one. Here we go. Here is your story. A Nebraska man is behind bars on a pair of felony charges for striking a female neighbor and the female neighbor's 7-year-old daughter with an object. Aiden White, 25 years old, he first struck the girl while she was playing with other children in the front yard of her home. When the child's mother, one Sandra Lundsman, confronted him, he yelled at her, quote, "I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood. Get back in your effing house." He then charged her, wielding his weapon of choice. Now, he struck her on the right arm slash shoulder, and both she and her daughter said they were in pain following the strikes. Two neighbors told cops they witnessed White hitting the victims with the object, which investigators described as high quality, approximately 3.5 feet long. Now, during police questioning, White confessed to the attack, saying it was unacceptable behavior for which he wanted to apologize. Now, while he was cordial with the cops, he was still a profane and angry outburst that included him blaming the victims for a rise in his rent. And he also warned of future problems for the mother and her daughter. Anyway, he was charged with 2 felony assault counts. He's being held in lieu of $50,000 bond. The question
is... Holy mackerel. That's a lot of money.
Well, that's kind of the point. So the question is, what did he attack his neighbors with? A lightsaber. A Harry Potter broomstick. A rubber dinosaur. Or a Nerf rifle. So lightsaber, Harry Potter broomstick, rubber dinosaur, or a Nerf rifle.
Gosh, that's a good one. Yeah. Well, I do know that some rubber can end up having a pretty sharp edge.
Yes, it can.
But I don't think And you said that the mother got hit on the...
She got hit in the arm.
Shoulder, you say?
She got hit in the shoulder slash arm. Her daughter was also hit. I do not know where in the daughter's body she was struck.
I'm going to go Nerf rifle, Ted.
Nerf rifle.
I have gotten a cut with a Nerf rifle by mistake, but
that it was not a mistake.
Probably when I was 13.
I was more like 14. 14.
I think it, okay. Because you said it was of good quality,
higher quality. Yes,
I'm going to go with the lightsaber.
Lightsaber. Okay, Luke, what are you thinking? Final answer.
Oh man. Well, considering lightsabers from Hacksmith Industries might be crazy, stupid, expensive, I'm probably going to go with the Nerf gun because it's. I know that they can have. Some of them have pretty.
Nerf gun it
okay,
is.
Okay, gotcha, man. What did they get attacked with? A lightsaber, Harry Potter broom, a rubber dinosaur, or a Nerf rifle? We'll find out next.
Will we?
Good God, you're listening to the Men's Room. Thank you for sitting with your best shout-out profile this week on Nebraska. Nebraska man is in jail. Still, he attacked a child and her mother. And he did it with something that was like 3 feet long, but apparently very intricate and very well detailed. So what did he hit both the mom and the child with? A replica lightsaber, a Harry Potter broom, or stick, broomstick,
yeah.
A rubber dinosaur, or a Nerf rifle?
Yeah, that is a question that we posed to Luke. And Luke, Miles, as you know, great minds think alike. And you and Luke agree that it was, in fact, the Nerf gun. Hey, I didn't come up with a sign. It is not a Nerf gun. V. Ted Smith, Star Wars fan you are, you said a lightsaber.
Yep.
And you are okay.
Because one of the cops is a nerd and had to say it was in good quality.
That, to me, that was the giveaway. What was his quote? It was... yes. The cop, he described it as higher quality.
Yeah.
That's like, dude, you're a Star Wars fan.
Exactly.
I wonder if it was blue or red.
I don't know. I mean, anyone else would just say it was a toy lightsaber.
Right.
That is what you would say.
If the cop said, this is a good one.
Higher quality, like,
this is Comic-Con
how many
level.
Lightsabers do you have, officer?
And they are the things that can range in quality.
No, they are.
They
but
are.
The fact that he pointed it out.
Right. You know he's a you just know he's a Star Wars fan as he sat there with, like, it went...
That's a pretty good call.
That's a really good one, dude.
Which I get. Like,
he
probably
stopped for 1 second to go, wow, damn, hey, man, this is nice. You know, his partner's like, I don't care.
The light actually walks up the saber.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Stephen.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Ted.
The.
Is it man. Ted or is it Len?
It is right there. The title is, guys, that seems to challenge the writers, help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Some sports news. Wrestling Olympic gold medalist Kyle Schneider was arrested in Ohio in a prostitution ring.
Yeah.
I guess he was tired of being singlet.
Ted Smith.
Colbert.
That's me.
That's a good one.
Thanks. I came down here to Mike Rowe. I go, is that too sportsy?
No, I like it.
Yeah. You ever worn a singlet?
I have not.
No. Oh, it is so comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't look comfortable.
Oh, super comfortable.
Yeah, I'm going to start wearing them.
We should wear that for an event.
Ooh, yeah.
Over the weekend, chaos at Newark Airport continued as air traffic controllers lost contact with planes again. It's never good when you get ghosted by your air traffic controller.
Honestly, fouled.
Yeah, fouled. Yeah, it's fouled.
Over the weekend, the chaos at Newark Airport continued as air traffic controllers lost contact with planes again. Yeah, it's never good when you get ghosted by your air traffic controller.
NBC just announced that Michael Jordan will contribute to the NBA coverage next season. Between this and the Pope, Chicago's having the best week ever.
Fouled.
Yeah, fouled. That is foul.
A woman in Michigan was recently
reunited.
NBC just announced that Michael Jordan will contribute to the NBA coverage next season.
Wow.
Yeah, between this and the Pope, Chicago's like, OMG, best week ever.
By the way, Ted, my wife just texted me to let me know you did wear a singlet at one of the events. She's right, I remember, the yellow one. The outline of my penis was obvious.
Yeah,
you remember that one?
Was it comfortable?
You know what, man? When she brought it up, I'm like, it was comfortable.
It is comfortable. Ask anybody that wrestled in high school or as a kid. I mean, it's super comfortable.
You don't look cool, but very comfortable.
A woman in Michigan reunited with her cat after it was missing for 3 years. Wow. Just when she had finally finished vacuuming. And he gets it.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
A woman in Michigan was recently reunited with her cat after it was missing for 3 years. Wow, just when the woman had finally finished vacuuming.
All right. Sometimes I like to sit here and talk about new shows I'm watching. I'm not going to bore you with what I watched last night because there's yet another series on the Civil War.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah. Pretty good one. I just find myself getting fired up for the North.
I think you know they're going to win.
You do. There's just, you know what, though?
Spoiler alert, man.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't watched the show.
They won. It was just some of the interesting things, too. It's like I grew up in that area. I love it. I kind of forget some of the stuff that, like, you know, everybody knows the Battle of Antietam, right? It's like the bloodiest one-day battle of the war. It's still the bloodiest day ever, I think, for American soldiers, right? But it's funny. 2 days after that, Lincoln had already been sitting on the Emancipation Proclamation. But after that, because we had actually turned him back, because at that point, the South had just been whooping the North's butt, then 2 days later, he puts that out because he felt confident. Like, basically, they realize at this point, like, this isn't about just the Union anymore. Like, we got serious issues. And to Lincoln's credit, he's like, look, if we're going to have a Union in a country free for all men got to be free.
Yeah, kind of. Right there in the words.
Yeah. And then you look at some of the battles that go past that. Obviously, if you ever seen the movie Glory with like Matthew Broderick and Denzel Washington, you would know about the 54th Massachusetts. But there was other divisions of these black men who had got out of slavery, either run away or whatever, and they put them into the army. And it's crazy to me. The Northern Army still has a bunch of racists, right?
So of course,
they're like, we don't want them up front. They can't fight as good as white troops. So I'm like, well, all right. But, you know, there's a couple things that happened in the South where back in that day, technology with these weapons had advanced.
Yeah.
But the techniques in fighting had not.
Yeah.
So they got to go and take these charges up these hills. These dudes, they know the price. Like they basically, it's a lot more than just four of us. But let's say the four of us are put in charge of it. Only one of us is coming back. We know that. But, you know, also because they were freed slaves, they knew they were fighting for something more than just this battle or whatever.
Sure.
They, you know, so it's just interesting stuff there, and I can get caught up in that all the time. Now, this week, a couple weeks ago, we had the Kentucky Derby. So this weekend, you'll have the Preakness. Spoiler alert, there won't be a Triple Crown winner because that horse has already been scratched from the Preakness.
Yep.
But they said that right after the race. So I wonder what was going on.
You know what it is? What is the old saying I took from The Wire, right? If you want to know what's going on, what do?
Follow the money.
Follow the money. There you go.
Okay.
I don't want him to get hurt because he won the Derby. so you can go out and have him make a bunch of babies already because he's a Derby winner. So it's like, oh, we don't want him to get
hurt. If he's a Triple Crown winner, then you really kill it. I guess you just cut your losses while you can, even though you got to win.
I mean, it's tough because they're animals, but I think at a certain point you got to be like, look, don't enter the Derby if you don't want to enter the Preakness.
I would agree with that in a sense of, but there's a difference, right? If you win the Derby, then please go to the Preakness. Because
correct.
Most of us are not horse racing fans. You don't care about it one way or another until the Triple Crown comes around or you have fun at Emerald Downs, right? But it's not something we're watching every day and checking the paper and all that. Most of us aren't. So once you get the Derby winner, the excitement, potential excitement is, ooh, can we get a Triple Crown winner? And then if you win the Preakness, right, it builds up.
Now, a lot of people are also saying the Preakness track sucks.
It does.
Right, which, have you ever been there?
It does.
Our buddy Marshawn was telling somebody the Kentucky Derby, because I drove him by there. Just hearing somebody else that's not from Baltimore explain it is kind of wild.
Even when you're from Baltimore, you're like, yeah, I don't know why it's here, but what are you going to do?
Well, even Sovereignty, who won the Kentucky Derby, well, apparently, it was a little, he's going to be fine, the jockey is, because he hit the horse too much.
So what's the rule?
You can whip your horse 6 times during the race. He smacked him 8 times.
Bastard.
Right. It's the second time he's violated that rule in 180 days. I mean, it used to be you could whip him as much as you want.
Yeah.
But obviously, with the riding crop, when you hit that horse, it's going to make him go faster.
Sure.
And, you know, he goes, look, the jockey got fined $62,000, which was 20% of his $300,000 he won. He's suspended for 2 races. But he admitted, he goes, look, I just couldn't keep track. It's such a big race. You got a lot going on in your mind.
I believe that.
I do, too.
I really do, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You watch an NBA game, guy will get 4 fouls in a night.
Mm-hmm.
Some are intentional, most aren't.
Yeah, I would just think maybe when you're on top of that horse, so you got to somehow, I mean, that's such a hard, fast rule, I'm glad they put in. You would think somewhere, even during the race in your mind, you'd be like, 1, 2.
I agree, but also, you know, depending on how close the race is and you're trying to urge your horse to run fast. I mean, look, an offensive lineman jumps off sides. Like, brother, you were in the huddle. You heard the snap count.
Correct.
You know, I think there's just, in any athlete, there's a moment where the things you quote unquote should know just, it just goes out of your head for whatever reason, you know, in that moment.
Also, coming down the stretch.
That's what I mean.
Save
at
him
that
from
point.
There. Something, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's also tough to, and Thorey, that's a very good point, right? Like,
you know the snap count.
I will say, I have told this, like, because people always get mad. Like, sometimes a face mask is blatant, right?
Sure.
But sometimes, like, I've told people before, like, I did it once. It's like it takes your brain a second to be like, oh, S, I'm holding the dude's face mask.
Right. You're just trying to grab him because your instinct is, I need to stop this guy from running.
Yeah.
And this is what I can grab. Then you're, like you said, like, ah.
But you still get your whole head pulled down to the ground.
I literally just hit the wrong button for Ted or Late Night.
Right.
Just because I fell asleep at the wheel for a hot second.
Like,
sometimes we just phase out for a while, just disassociate, and then we can't bring it back.
You're on a disassociative at work? You're wild, man.
Wild, man. Look out.
Let's see. This is the time of year where they announce some of the fall schedules. We'll go over this the next couple days. But let's start with Fox, all right? Some people
Foxy.
What's that?
The Foxy.
Foxy.
I'd call it the Foxy Network.
Some people got worried because the Masked Singer wasn't on there. Don't worry. It's just not on in the fall. All right? It's on a little bit of a break.
I know
what on a break means.
Fall's the time to wear masks.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, wouldn't you do it around Halloween?
Yes.
Kind of coincide.
Well, you know, think about Mardi Gras. That's a big masquerade.
Yeah.
Right. Twice.
I don't know, man. I get creeped out by some of those masquerade balls.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's something
sinister going on.
Oh, good word.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
There is.
Get a you little know? Shining feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I get more of a Count of Monte Carlo.
Christo.
Count of Monte Carlo. One car. Two race cars.
Oh, dear.
One sandwich. Monte Crisco. That'll be back this fall. It'll be taken over by a game show called The Floor. Hosted by Rob Lowe.
Love The Floor.
Do you?
Yes. We're watching it right now. That's the one where they pick a subject and then they'll pit two people against each other. And you and I, Miles, we each have a specialty, okay? I know wrestlers a lot. You know football players a lot, but we're going to go for football players on this one. And so they put up football players on the screen, and then you and I have to guess back and forth who these people are. So, bam, you know, I have to guess Tom Brady. Then, boom, you have to guess Lamar Jackson. Then I have to guess, and okay. It goes back and forth. And then whoever wins gets a square on the floor.
Oh, okay.
It's a really fun game.
The floor
game.
Fell out from under you.
No, God, no. That's actually pretty good. Goodbye. It's a really fun game, dude. It's, they've got backlogged episodes on Hulu right now if you want to check it out. Highly recommend it.
All right. I might check on my on-demand with the Xfinity there and see if I can watch a couple of those episodes. Let's see. You got playoff games going on tonight. You got some basketball. You got some hockey going on. I will say I'm not the biggest Boston fan, but it sucks to see the defending champion and Jason Tatum. I will throw some hate Jason Tatum's way, but you never want to see somebody get hurt like that. And like I told Mike, if you've never been in New York City, the Knicks get a chance. Just be ready to be annoyed by Knicks fans. All right, you've been warned.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. An Amazon delivery driver wants a thumbs up after dropping it right at your door.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a cat is missing for 3 weeks, survived on beer, and lived under a floor. Somehow, rescuers confuse a seal with a rock. Chicago man late for a flight gets to the airport and does not want to walk. And a man breaks into a police station and is arrested right there in the police station. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Los Angeles, where they're down one Amazon driver. A local resident came back home to the sight of their Amazon package nestled safely at the door, along with the sickening sight of something else that was left behind. A grotesque number two that had been left on the porch stairs.
Ugh.
They checked their Ring camera footage to find it was their Amazon driver, who can be seen pulling up her pants after leaving the gift behind. What's more is they also have footage of the same driver on another occasion urinating behind a wooden fence on the property with her face in full view of the camera.
Same property?
I believe so. I could be wrong. Amazon contacted the customer or customers and issued an apology informing them that the driver is no longer employed with the company.
Sorry. Does she just have a beef with those people?
She's got to. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, it was a nice looking house. It was a beautiful house. And she just dropped one right there on the bottom step.
Now, saw the picture. It's like you are on camera. Mm-hmm. Not just that, you delivered an Amazon pack.
And you took a picture of it.
There's a pile of poop next to it.
You took a picture of it.
Exactly.
Right. They're probably going to figure it out.
And again, we live in the day and age where there's a camera everywhere. No matter what it is that you do, expect to be on camera.
Yeah.
Don't leave that behind, especially in a house that looked like that. You have to expect that they're going to have cameras in that home. Like, that was a fancy-looking place.
And correct. Now she knows.
Jeez. And then she looked directly at the camera.
That's the other thing. It's almost like she knew
how you
it was
doing?
There.
What's going on? Leaving this behind. In other news, we go down under to Melbourne, Australia, where a man chose his break-in target poorly. Police got a call about a man that had vandalized a car outside of a building right at midnight. It was like 12:10 a.m. before smashing his way into the building itself. An alarm went off inside of the facility, and nearby officers got to the scene quickly. Mainly because it was their own police department that he had broken into, vandalizing a cop car before smashing his way in. He refused to comply with officer commands, which led him to being tasered and pepper sprayed before being arrested. I want to know what was like a 1-2 count before you shot this man with a taser. It's midnight. This is your own police department. I'm not giving you a whole lot of chances.
No, you got tased.
Right.
Straight up, man.
Right.
That's like breaking into somebody's home.
Absolutely it is. Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back. Zap. That's it. That's all you get.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a whole lot of yelling at me.
I wouldn't even do that. You got tased.
Right. I'm not saying a thing.
Nope.
Cat. The case is pending investigation as he was deemed unfit to be interviewed because he broke into a police station.
They're like, that's so stupid. He must have problems.
Exactly. Let's let this guy cool off for a little while until we figure out what in the hell he's got going on. To the UK, where local animal officials got a distressed call. A local wandering the beach heard animal cries for help and looked out to the water to see a seal in distress. Troubled by the sight and wanting to do the right thing, they called local animal authorities who arrived on the scene in short order. They connected with the Samaritan to find the exact location of the seal, which was pointed out to them, and that's when they discovered that the seal was just a perfectly shaped rock in the water.
Why do they think it was in distress?
Because it wasn't moving, Ted, and they heard cries for help. They heard, like, distress calls from the seal.
But it was a rock.
Right. So they have no idea where that came from.
That's what I'm saying. If you just said, hey, I think that's a dead seal, I could fathom it.
Sure.
But to say it's in distress, like, well, it's not even moving. It's a rock. Right,
come on, man. And again, it's a rock. That doesn't move at all.
No.
I've seen dead seals on the beach.
It's a picture of a rock.
Right. And when water hits it, like, they're gonna move a little bit. Maybe not move a whole lot.
Rocks don't move.
Right. It stands there firm. Anywho, they commend the beach patron for raising the alarm, saying that they tell the public to avoid the animals on the beach, and it looked enough like a seal. No, it didn't. To warrant the call.
Looked more like a rock.
Though they don't know where the cry for help came from. They wonder if it was like a seagull that was going up ahead.
I mean, like, I've seen something where you look at the clouds and go, oh, that looks like so-and-so's face. But it still looks more like a cloud than so-and-so's face.
Right. But you don't call the cop saying, so-and-so's in the sky.
It's a giant face in the sky.
Right. I'd like to think that we would walk along the beach, say, that rock looks kind of like a seal, and then we'd keep walking.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Right. Mind your own damn business. To the Chicago airport, and not the good one. Authorities responded to a report of a car that had managed to smash its way into a wall at Midway that separated the road from the airport itself. They say that nobody was injured in the incident and operations were not stopped, though they don't know much else about this whole situation.
Big cities, though, they always got a turd airport.
They do.
You know.
When do we get...
Well, I'm not saying that Reagan is a turd airport, but they
it
do.
Is.
Yes. Big cities have a nice airport and a piece of crap airport.
What I think... Isn't, like, Southwest the only one that still flies in there?
To what, Reagan?
In Midway?
No, Midway.
I think so.
No, I've flown into Midway from Seattle, not on a Southwest flight.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. What,
Midway? Yeah.
Well, Midway is just... It's so old. It's in that neighborhood. So you're just kind of cruising, and then you drop.
Yep.
Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's not a settle or subtle kind of... cruise in.
You could see people waving at you as you're coming down.
What about when you're flying to John Wayne? It's like, yeah! Like the plane's doing a nosedive.
Yeah, that one was just startling.
Yeah. See, and I didn't realize the difference between O'Hare and Midway. It's like, all right, I'm flying into Chicago. Then I fly into Midway. Like, oh, this one's garbage.
Mike, we flew in there when I was the manager of the basketball team, number one team in the country.
Attaboy.
We get off the flight, and all the baggage handlers, all the gate agents. King gonna F you up. Oh, it got us fired up. It was pretty fun. Like, those people were like...
Did they win?
No, we beat King. But those people were pissed, and they knew who we were. Basketball in Chicago is a big deal.
Damn, dude. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth...
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to the UK, where a pet owner might be thinking twice about letting his cat roam free outdoors. He was left distraught when his beloved cat did not come home one day and spent a good chunk of time trying to track her down with no luck. He got so desperate that he shelled out over £1,000 for a pet detective to attempt to track her down, but then he finally got some encouraging words.
A pet detective.
Right.
Like Ace Frickin' like, Ventura.
Finkel
like Ace
Ventura. Is Einhorn? Einhorn is Finkel?
Oh my God!
For the love of Pete!
Real friendly around here. They got some encouraging words 3 weeks. For the longest time, I did not know what was happening because I saw the movie when I was a kid. Then I grew up and was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Some encouraging words 3 weeks later from his nearby neighbors. They were renovating their home and heard some distressed noises coming from underneath the floorboards.
It was a rock.
They tore up the boards to find the precocious feline, albeit malnourished, but alive and well. It would seem that she snuck into the floor and hunkered down as they sealed her in while renovations were taking place.
How did she survive on beer?
That's the whole thing. They're not positive how she survived for 3 weeks under the floor, but noticed a half-empty beer can down there with her, and they're wondering if she didn't help herself to it.
I'd be getting drunk, too.
They're also saying that she very well could have had some of the rodents that are there underneath the house.
Oh, yeah.
The condensation from some of the piping that was down there.
Or beer.
I'm with Miles. I'm with you guys. She was definitely chugging beer while she was down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the half-empty one's the only one that you found. She was just crushing cans down here. Men's room sports. The Mariners did not look so hot in their first game against the Yankees here at home last night. Starting off with a decent 3-0 lead, they soon found themselves on the losing end of an 11-5 score. But what's making headlines from the game is Yankees third baseman Oswaldo Cabrera, who made the final run for the Yankees last night, which came at a cost. While trying to beat the tag and sliding into home, Cabrera's left ankle came down awkwardly, causing him to roll over the top of it, and it went the wrong direction.
He did not need to slide.
And it appeared that it broke during the slide. He was carted off the field and was going to miss some time.
Random Monday gruesome foot injury television last night.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was not
baseball,
good.
Baseball, and I'm just like, every time you flip the channel, you're like, Jesus!
Well, and apparently he's there laying on the ground while his teammates are around him. He's like, did I score?
Well, the trainer put a towel over his leg because it was so gross.
Right.
On the field. Like, you don't look at this.
But I think the trainer did it for him. Like, I don't care about the audience. Yeah. I'm saying I can't look at this.
And you got Tatum crying in the hallway. I mean, just watching sports. Like, what is going
on tonight?
What
the hell's happening? It's like, bro, we're in the lead 10-5. You didn't need to slide for the 11th and bust yourself. Damn. Come on. As far as we're going to watch tonight, you got NBA playoffs on TNT and True TV. One playoff hockey game over on ESPN. And the Mariners have game two against the Yankees here at home tonight en route at 6:40. Sands one third baseman. Let's go, boys. As far as our weather, clouds are coming in to bring things down to 50 tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at more cloudy skies and a high right around 60 degrees. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, it is all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.